Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media at the start of OTAs in Owings Mills.
Every day is a great day for football. This is also a great day for a lot of other things, too. So it's fun to have the guys out. We worked hard, good tempo practice. We had a big number of coaches here. Not all the coaches that were here yesterday for the clinic, but most of them were here, got a chance to watch practice. They were in some meetings today with some of our coaches, and that was really worthwhile as well. Of course, coming off of yesterday, we had kind of a day of coaching clinic. So what questions do you have about the Ravens?
There's a lot of talk about Lamar. When he said he's lost a lot of weight this offseason, he said he's down to 2-something or whatever. Can you see that?
Are you down to 2-something or whatever as well?
Up to 2-something. luckily, I don't play quarterback for you. But for Lamar.
We're all thankful.
But with Lamar, I mean, can you see that? Can you see the weight loss on him? And what do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I think that's Lamar. He's a pro. You know, he knows what he's doing. He knows where he wants to be with that. My concern is that he's in shape, best shape of his life, and he's working toward that, and he's ready football-wise, all the details that go with that, and mentally, physically, spiritually, ready to go. That's kind of what I think about. I know he's, you know, he talks to the strength and conditioning people. He's got his own people. He talks to Sarah all the time. You know, he's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
Coach, you're encouraged by the number of guys that came out here? It's voluntary workout, but how many veterans came out and played?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always encouraged by everybody that comes out. To me, it's easy as a coach. You know, we're here. We want to be here. We want to do football. We're excited, and we had a heck of a practice out there today. And it was a lot of guys out there today, and it was exciting. And a couple guys were in. A couple guys were here that weren't out there. A couple guys aren't here. It's all part of it, but it's most of the team out there practicing. So, very excited about that.
John, Matt LaFleur said yesterday that you're doing joint practice with them. Is that it, or is that your extended practices, or? Or you have another session?
Right. That's it at this point. It's going to be one day up in Green Bay. We don't have anything else planned with the other teams at this point. I don't think we will, but, you know, that could change. We could decide and talk to somebody in Atlanta or Philly and do something. But right now, that's where we're at.
And it'll be the Thursday before the Saturday game.
Correct.
John, there's obviously a lot of interest with the offensive line and what it's going to look like this time of year. Understanding it's.
I have a lot of interest in it too. I think about it pretty much every day.
Understanding OTAs and the structure of that, what are you really looking at right now in terms of evaluating just where these guys are?
Yeah, you know, there's always competition for everything, but it's not always the obvious combat competition. You know, they're not fighting battles out here against each other during the play, but there's competition against assignment, footwork, timing. Competition against conditioning, you know, football shape, that kind of thing. Doing things the right way, technique. That's what guys are competing against themselves and competing against the clock. So they're preparing for that combat competition that's going to happen in practice going forward. But we want to see guys working together. We want to see them knowing what they're doing. We want to see technique. We want to see cohesiveness, all those things.
John, this time last year, we were out here, and Brandon Stevens was playing safety. And then, of course, gets juggled around. He ends up at cornerback, where he had played in college. What most impressed you last year about the way he played cornerback for you?
Well, it's always interesting. I think the best way I could describe with Brandon is he's always been meticulous, detailed guy, wants to do things exactly right. I would say as you develop, when you never want to make a mistake and you want to do things exactly right, you're so conscientious that way, it might slow your reaction time down a little bit because you want to be right. Well, his reaction time picked up. So through all that work of doing things right, I think he gained some confidence. He gained some assuredness, maybe believed in his technique even more and more as he knew more, got more experience, and then he started playing faster. As he started playing faster, he had already had mastered all the techniques and the assignments, and it showed up in the result.
John, you mentioned wanting to see Andrew Voorhees back out here after, you know, a long year off. Initial impressions of him getting some work in?
Yeah, he looks good. Looks real good in shorts, you know, and I think he's got a good chance to translate that once we put the pads on in training camp because he's strong. I mean, he's been in that weight room for a whole year. It's all he's been doing. He's been caged in the weight room, locked the doors behind him. You just leave him in the weight room, send him a meal, a couple meals every now and then, and a protein shake, you know, and lift another time. And there he is. You see him out there. He looks really good.
Speaking of offensive line, we saw obviously Daniel getting some first-team reps, right tackle Jones in Cleveland at the guard spots. Obviously,
it's like you're charting where we're playing all these guys or something.
Well, we're early in this process, and kind of you sort of just look for the best combinations at this point and trying to find, you know, what you'd like to look.
It's a great question. I think it kind of goes a little bit back to the Brandon Stevens question. It's like you just don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what guys are going to look like. I always want to look at guys in different spots, unless they're established at that position. See where they look good, where they look the best. You never know what you might see, and then see where they're needed, and also where they might be needed sometime during the season.
John, Lamar said that the players are still talking. They still talk about that loss, the AFC Championship game loss. As a coach, it's kind of like a coaching academy question here. As a coach, do you like that still motivates the players, or would you prefer, hey, let's move past that?
I think it's both. You know, I mean, you never forget. You forgive but don't forget. Well, we don't really forgive either, I guess, but we don't forget for sure and try to improve. It's always going to be part of it. I want them talking about everything. You know, what we're talking about is confronting everything that has to do with us being the very best we can be as a football team and as an individual player. So if that's part of the confrontation of it, let's go, man. Let's talk about it and let's get better and let's find a way to beat those guys.
Not that you need any motivation for week one, but, I mean, Kansas City in the first game of the season, does that – Do you expect, with sort of that aftertaste, that guys will be, hyper ready for this first game?
Well, they're going to be ready. They would have been hyper ready, to use that term, which is your term, just for the record, hyper ready. I don't usually say hyper ready. Uber ready. Maybe that you might have used that term. It would be even cooler, you know, Uber ready. We're going to be Uber ready. But we'll be ready, and we'd have been ready for any opener, no matter who we were playing, you know. And looking forward to it.
John, I know you have a lot going on throughout the offseason and stuff like that to kind of take your mind away from it, but does it stick around even for you?
Everything sticks around, you know? Everything sticks around, sure.
The more you get to know Derek, what are you learning about him as a player on and off the field?
You know, one thing about Derek, one of many things, I mean, he works. He is a worker, 100% every day, locked in, asks questions, texts his coach at night, ready to go with practice, in the weight room, training room. Very impressed. This guy is a true pro, ultimate pro.
John, is Keaton Mitchell making progress, or do you have a better idea when he might be out? We saw him out there, obviously, yeah. Just watching. And Marcus Williams was good, right? He didn't need any procedure after the season?
I don't think he had anything after the season. Marcus Williams, no, he's fine. Keaton is, you know, it's not a comeback during training camp or a first game type of thing. I think we all know that. It's sometime during the season. So it's not like right around the corner. We shouldn't be, you know, biting our fingernails. Is he going to get back? But I will say he's on schedule, maybe ahead of schedule. He's doing really well. He's always got a smile on his face. He's going to start jogging on the Ultra G next week. So that's a positive thing. And see where it goes.
John, you do two more. There was the report of Jamal Adams coming in for a visit yesterday. How did that go? And you know, what could he potentially add of that?
He and I at the Pro Bowl like 4 years ago when we were there, we rode the bus back and forth every day for whatever reason, you know. And we got to be kind of pals, you know. We had a fun time and kind of carried that relationship forward. And we came back and we met. He met with a lot of people, but he met in my office and we had another great conversation. Very impressed with his mindset, and we'll see what happens. And then we'll get one here, too.
I know. Congrats on the Coach Harbaugh Academy. What was your take from yesterday having Bill Belichick and your dad?
It was incredible. And Tom Crean. I mean, between Bill and my dad and Tom Crean, I was like on vacation, man. It was fun just listening to those guys. And I know the coaches at the clinic, it was like that was the price of admission right there. Not that they had to pay. It was free, and they had a free meal, and they might have had a beer for them, too, along the way, you know. But they got to hear from those three guys. It was really, really awesome. Did Jed throw you off right there?
No.
He's always like Johnny come lately with the questions, so we got to wrap up.
Asking questions. John, Lamar City doesn't really have like a target weight for himself playing wise. Is there like a threshold at which you would feel comfortable with him, considering everything he's kind of put himself through?
Yeah, I think that's a very good question. And the answer is no. You know, we don't worry about it. Like I said, he's a pro. He knows what he's doing. I mean, I'm sure if it got crazy, you know, if he came in at 250 pounds, I might be a little concerned. Or if he came in at 150 pounds, I'd probably be a little concerned. But he's going to be in there where he needs to be. He's going to be in great shape and ready to go. All right? Thanks, great. Coach. Thanks.